I'm sorry, am I boring you? The favorite phrase of sarcastic teachers. What they're really trying to say is pay attention. Teachers have been dealing with doodling in class for ages. While it may be commonly deemed a detriment to concentration, new research is proving otherwise. A recent study conducted by Professor of Psychology at Plymouth University, Jackie Andrade, tested the power of doodling. Andrade's study is one of many that are shining a positive light on doodling. Andrade presented a recording of a mundane telephone message to a group of people. She tasked half of the group with doodling as the record played. Following the assignment, the subjects were given a brief quiz to discover what they recalled from the dull recording. Andrade found that the doodlers retained 29% more information than the non-doodlers. It's therefore no surprise that famous prominent figures such as Bill Gates, Lyndon B. Johnson, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Ronald Reagan were all doodlers. Author of The Doodle Revolution, Suni Brown, identifies 5 doodle styles. The abstract doodler sketches geometric patterns. The word doodler jots down repeated words, playing with size and font. The picture doodler draws recognizable objects, while the face doodler creates facial features. The nature doodler scribbles landscapes and flowers. Many Jericho High School students doodle on a daily basis, either to stay engaged in class or to stave off boredom. Freshman Sydney Levy has found a way to use doodling to her advantage in order to recall classwork.
I associate the doodle with what I learned in class that day. If we are learning about blood and immunity that day and I draw something specific, like a flower, when I think of blood and immunity, I will think of doodling that flower. And when I doodle a flower, I will think of blood and immunity.
English teacher Mrs. Hahn is open to doodling as a creative outlet, but also remains cautious about the potential negative consequences.
I think doodling is great for a variety of reasons. It can encourage one to focus, nurture creativity, serve as a healthy emotional outlet, or stave off boredom. I think whether doodling helps or serves as a detriment for students really depends on the individual. If a student is doodling away but still very much listening, participating, and on task, by all means, doodle away. But if the student is doodling away and falling behind, it's probably detrimental to the learning in that particular class.
While doodling may appear to be a senseless act of putting pen to paper, it is so much more. The brain is designed to constantly interpret information. Therefore, when the mind lacks sufficient stimulation, it searches for something to think about. In this situation, the brain succumbs to daydreams. However, daydreaming consumes a mass amount of energy. This is where doodling comes in. Doodles provide the ideal amount of cognitive stimulation to prevent the brain from escaping to a fantasy. So, the next time you begin to yawn as your teacher drones on, pick up a pencil and get to work. For an efficient way to stay engaged and focused, doodle for days. Amelia Bauman, Jericho News.